You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
Yes, please, except I've removed the headphones now.
Okay, yeah, now I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you faintly.
Faintly. Let's see.
Yes, but at least I can get you.
You can get me. All right. What's the purpose of the scripture and why should we read it?
The purpose of the scripture is to enlighten us.
Mm.
Like it is in Psalm 119 verse 105 where it says, "Your word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet."
Mm.
The Bible is there to enlighten us, to show us the way. If I may put it in another way, without the Bible in our life, there would be no civilization.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible teaches us about God, teaches us that us, who we are, what are our origins, where do we come from? Because that question is very critical.
Mm-hmm.
Without the Bible, that question cannot be answered.
Yeah.
So the Bible gives light on who you are as a human being,
mm-hmm.
where you come from, where you are going. This is the only authority that talks about you, God, and how he saves you from sin.
Yeah, true. True. Now, talk to us about the scientific, or if it's scientific or historical or archaeological, if there's any evidence aligning with the biblical accounts.
For sure, there is a lot. Even if you close the Bible, you go to the books of history, they will tell you that there was a man who lived on this earth who was called Jesus.
Which books are these?
Pardon?
Which books are these?
Just Google, say, history book about Jesus. You'll find plenty of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just Google about the books that talks about Jesus outside the Bible.
Okay.
They are
right
there. One of them is a great historian called Josephus. He has written a lot. If you just Google Josephus, a historian of the ancient Near East, he has written a lot outside the Bible about this man who is called Jesus. So even in history, they are saying he once lived. So you don't only find him in the Bible. Even in history, he is there recorded as that he once lived. When you talk about archaeology, there's a lot. For example, with the Isaiah scroll, that was found by some shepherds in the ancient Near East there around Turkey. And those scrolls that were found in a cave, they contained all the books, the scroll of Isaiah. So people are able to compare. This is the book of Isaiah, and then they can get the scrolls that talks about this prophet Isaiah. Then we have got also a lot of archaeological insights that have come. Archaeology that has been done in the area of Turkey, area of Iraq, they have unearthed a lot of stones with the name Nebuchadnezzar, the names of Belshazzar. The historians were saying those people never existed. They were just myths. But now, if there we are in archaeology, using a spade, you find the information that is written in the Bible, it is also buried there. The Hittite nations, people are saying these people never existed, that are written in the book of Judges, in Deuteronomy. They say there is no historian who has talked about them. But when you go now in archaeology, you have got a lot of stones that talks about these nations, that they lived. They did trade with this and with this, that nation, just like Egypt also. In archaeology, the archaeologists have found a lot of stones that talks about Egypt, how they were preparing their ration for their slaves, that these Egyptians at the time, they had slaves whom they were feeding, whom they were using for work, and that is outside the Bible. So we have got this archaeology that is confirming what is in the Bible today.
Yeah, yeah. Now, should a Bible reader measure its accuracy with such evidence, or maybe do it with faith? As in, do we use faith or logic when reading the scripture?
The Bible has always, the Bible actually, you'll find there is faith and evidence. The Bible does not encourage us to have blind faith. Even when God calls us to believe in him, he has demonstrated that he is trustworthy. So meaning it's not just blind faith. Okay, I believe it is so. For example, when you talked about scientific evidence,
yeah, yeah.
Luke records that And among the gospel writers, he's the only who recorded that Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was sweating, the blood, water mixed with blood, that account is there in the Bible.
Yeah.
Now, when you read it on the surface, it does not bring a lot. But this is the mixing of blood and water. Actually, it is sweat. It's a medicine called hematohydrates. When the sweat gland, blood vessels, that glands break. And then the blood mixes with the sweat. One is that it's like blood which is mixed with water. That is a scientific fact. It is not about faith. It is about science.
Yes.
Luke,
yes,
being a doctor, is the one who wrote about that. Today, doctors will tell you that this condition is there in medicine. Hematohydrosis. Sweat mixing with blood, and then it is coming out. So the Bible can be taken from, when you talk about from a scientific point of view, it is true. It is accurate. From a logical point of view, it is true and it is accurate. It makes sense.
Yeah. Now, does applying faith, Pastor, imply one is disregarding actual evidence for or against the Bible?
No, it doesn't. You are merely saying that what has been said is true. I accept it. When the Bible says all things were created by God's word, I get it that he did that. Look at what Jesus did. By using a word, he performed in miracles. So, who helped him doing the care? So, even when I believe, I have got evidence at hand that it, what the Bible says. But if you choose not to believe, that room is also there. Just like when Jesus was there. Even when he performed miracles. Even when he fed 5,000. Some people who still wanted to doubt, doubted with the bread in their hands.
Yeah. Now, does reading the Bible, you know, just a simple reading of the Bible, make one wiser? Is it a guaranteed outcome of reading the Bible?
No, it is for sure. Like Paul, when writing to Timothy, says this book is able to make, the scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation. Then when you go to Psalms 119, verse 99 and verse 100, David there gives a testimony. Says I'm wiser than all my teachers because of the scriptures, because of your testimony, because of reading the word of God. So when you are reading the word of God, this is higher education. Why do I say this is higher education? The Bible is way ahead of science. Today we are looking at the water cycle, the rain cycle. But Job had talked about it more than 3,000 years ago. He talked about the burning of human waste. Deuteronomy in the Hebrews, that one was there more than 3,000 years ago. Today we are talking about the cholera, having toilets. So the Bible is far ahead of us, far ahead of science. So when you read it, you become wise. But when we are reading it, we are reading by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible is written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So we can also benefit it when the Holy Spirit illuminates. When the Holy Spirit shines light on this word of God. Because this is a divine word. It's different from any other books. No wonder the Bible is the only book that has stood the test of time. The only book. I'm yet to hear of another book that has existed for more than 3,000 years.
All right, Pastor Munga, let's actually end it there. We're going to be connecting again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you so much for this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. God bless you and God bless our listeners.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.